This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And many people don't know that before working for Ingles, I had a whole different life as a dietitian. So right out of my nutrition studies at the University of Maryland, I did my internship with the U.S. Army. So I was an Army officer and a dietitian at Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina, did my internship at Walter Reed. And then I, after I completed my active duty obligation to the Army, I was in the reserves, and I got a job with the South Carolina Department of Health. And I became a WIC and nutrition director down in Beaufort, South Carolina, not to be confused with Beaufort, North Carolina. It looks the same, but it's pronounced differently. So, and I did that for a little over a year, about almost a year and a half, not that long. But I learned a lot about WIC. And if you aren't familiar with what WIC stands for, it stands for Women, Infants, and Children. And it's a program by the USDA. And I was really thrilled to have a local representative of WIC give me a call and want to talk to me a little bit more about how we can raise awareness about WIC. And since I used to be a WIC nutrition director, I was all for having Sarah come out and talk to us. So, Sarah, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So, Sarah, tell everybody what your title is.
So, I am the WIC and Nutrition Director for the Buncombe County Health and Human Services office, and I am also a registered dietitian and a board-certified lactation consultant.
Yes. So that's so exciting because that's very similar to what I did. So how long have you been in this job?
I've been in my current role for close to 2 years, but with the local WIC program for 6 years.
Yeah, so I was a lead, lead nutrition person mm-hmm. for a little while, and then I became the WIC director. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, so, and I was also you're a board certified lactation consultant, but I had a lesser certification, just a lactation consultant, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lactation educator program that you can go through that's a little bit less involved, but provides you with a lot of information so you can provide a real comprehensive breastfeeding support
right.
in that environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's we're going to be talking about that more, but that was just a really important part of what we did was try and help women, encourage women to breastfeed infants as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, like me, as you heard, is a registered dietitian nutritionist. So, Sarah, are you from this area, Western North Carolina?
I'm not. I grew up in Iowa. In
okay.
Des Moines, Iowa, nice. And I've been in Asheville for 16 years.
Wow.
I went to Western Carolina University and got my degree in nutrition there. Also completed my internship through Western Carolina.
Nice.
But completed all of my rotations for my internship here in Buncombe County.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so you're practically a local now if you've been here that long, right?
It feels like it.
Yeah. So we came about the same time since I've been with Ingles for about it'll be 17 years, so mm-hmm. right about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work with Janet Truelove?
No.
She's gone already?
Yeah, she had left just right before I came
okay.
on board.
Because mm-hmm. Janet was here when I first came. So, mm-hmm. all right. So, yeah, we probably know a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
So if people are not familiar with WIC, and as I mentioned, it's a program from the USDA, Women, Infants, and Children. Can you tell everybody what it is and what it's for?
Yeah, so WIC, like you said, it's a federally funded program through the USDA. It's regulated by all the state agencies, and it's administered at the local level, at the county level. So all 101 counties in North Carolina have a WIC program. And what WIC does is provides nutrition education. It provides a food supplement or food benefit, breastfeeding support, and referrals to healthcare providers and community resources all around the area.
And they have to meet certain income guidelines or income?
Mm-hmm. In order to qualify for the WIC program, a person has to be what we say is categorically eligible, meaning they have to be a pregnant woman, a postpartum woman, or a child 5 years of age or younger. Mm-hmm. And then we have to qualify a participant based on income. So there's a screening process at the very beginning of your time with WIC that either that qualifies you for the program.
Okay, so that part of it is probably not changed since I've been there. Mm-hmm. So that was 17 odd years ago. Mm-hmm. So it was pregnant women, postpartum women, children under the age of five. Those were all the people who were recipients.
Correct.
And why? I mean, I know it was very important to a lot of the women that I worked with and met with. Mm-hmm. Why is WIC an important program?
WIC is an important program. Actually, you know, WIC is considered one of the most successful public health initiatives and nutrition programs that has been established in our country. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of long-term research to support the outcomes of WIC, and they all show that it just leads to greater nutrition status of pregnant women, the infants that are born to those women, and also the children who participate in the WIC program.
Yeah, you know, it's so important if you are dealing with somebody who has, you know, who is at a disadvantage due to income, and you know, it's a woman who's pregnant, then, you know, if the woman is not getting the right nutrition or the right nutrition education, that could really compromise the fetus, the pregnancy, and the infant that's born. If an infant isn't getting the right nutrition, or the mother isn't being encouraged to breastfeed, or doesn't have formula to feed the infant, you're going to have issues with that child, with their growth and development. So there's a lot of really important and crucial components to the WIC program that I saw when I was a WIC nutrition director, and I'm sure it's the same today. So we want to make sure, if you're listening and you're not in the Western North Carolina area, you can find out more about WIC by just type in, there's a really long address, but if you just type in WIC and look for Women, Infants, and Children Food and Nutrition Service, you'll find out more information about eligibility requirements, who gets WIC, and how to apply. And then I'm sure it will kind of get you to your local level. And we'll talk more about how to get in touch with people locally. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. I'm talking to Sarah Bennett. She is the WIC Nutrition Director for Buncombe County. And we've been talking a little bit about who the WIC program serves. And Sarah, you can jump in and make sure we got women. It's women, first of all, mm-hmm. and children.
Pregnant women.
And if you're a woman, you have to be pregnant, mm-hmm. Breastfeeding.
You can be, okay, pregnant women.
Okay.
Postpartum women. And okay. We serve postpartum women a certain period of time after the baby's born, depending on their feeding status.
Okay.
So breastfeeding women stay on the WIC program until their child's first birthday.
Okay.
Women who are not breastfeeding receive WIC after the baby's born for 6 months.
Okay. And then we've got children up to the age of five, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I mentioned, if you want to find out more information about WIC and you're not in the immediate area, if you just type in WIC, W-I-C, into your browser and find Women, Infants, and Children Food and Nutrition Service, that should give you a lot of information. Sarah, if somebody is in Western North Carolina, where do they go? How do they find out if they're eligible for WIC?
Mm-hmm. So two ways. You can go to the buncombecounty.org website.
Okay.
You kind of have to navigate through that website. Right. You click Public Health and then go to Nutrition Services, or you can just type in your browser Buncombe County WIC.
Okay.
And it'll pop up for you. You can click on the link.
Okay.
That'll give you information about all of our different locations, what the eligibility guidelines are, and what you would need to bring to your initial appointment after making an appointment and signing up. You can also call our call center, which is 828-250-250. 5,000, and they can help answer any questions and get an appointment scheduled.
Great. Okay. And what are some of the statistics right now? Do you know, like, you know, how many women or in Buncombe County receive WIC, or like how many participants are there in the WIC program?
Yeah. So we serve an average of 4,600 participants a month.
Okay.
And that's a combination of women, infants, and children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. So, if I'm a woman. It's like, so I had that moment. Kevin's over there laughing. So I'm a woman and I'm pregnant, which I'm not. Don't worry. But, what would be some of the benefits of being signed up for WIC?
So as a pregnant woman signed up for WIC, you're going to receive individual nutrition counseling with a registered dietitian. You're going to come in for regular weight checks, and we're going to monitor your weight gain during your pregnancy. And all the research shows that staying within those weight gain recommendations during your pregnancy leads to better birth outcomes for your child.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to receive food supplements, so you're going to be able to go to the grocery store and get a package of pre-identified foods that are very comprehensive once a month, and you're also going to receive some pretty comprehensive breastfeeding support if you choose to enroll in that program.
And in some programs, they also offer, we were saying, prenatal vitamins with folic acid, and which may reduce your risk of having infants with neural tube defect,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do have those vitamins available at our site.
So once the woman has the baby, does the package or do the benefits change?
They do. That's a good question. So once you transition from a pregnant woman on WIC to a postpartum woman on WIC with your new baby, your food package changes as well. And that really is determined by how you're feeding your baby. So women who choose to exclusively breastfeed or breastfeed more than half of their baby's intake receive a little bit more food every month than moms that choose to not breastfeed their baby, or for whatever reason, formula is what the baby needs to be taking. So the food package becomes a little bit smaller at that point when we get what's called the fully formula feeding package.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because, cost. So when we add formula to a baby's food vouchers, then we decrease the amount of food on mom's food vouchers,
mm-hmm,
because it's kind of a cost balance.
Okay.
Also, breastfeeding women tend to need to consume more calories,
sure,
than non-breastfeeding women, just because it takes a lot of energy for your body to make breast milk.
A lot of people don't know that you actually need, and I guess this is still true, more additional calories when you're breastfeeding than you actually do when you're pregnant, right?
True. Yeah.
Is it okay? I'm really testing myself. I think it's like an additional 300 calories a day when you're pregnant and 500 when you're breastfeeding.
I'm impressed.
Wow. And it's been like 17 years and I still remember this. Whoa. Well, it's not like I never talk about like pregnancy and stuff, but
right,
yeah, it's not on a daily basis like I used to. And I think it's important to make sure that we're clear that this isn't a way of punishing women who can't or are not able for whatever reason to breastfeed, but this is a way of kind of acknowledging that the woman who is breastfeeding needs additional calories. And there is, as you said, like a financial issue there too, because formula, mm-hmm, can get very expensive.
Right? Yeah, formula is very expensive. And you're exactly right. There is no punishment whatsoever as far as a way a woman chooses to feed her infant.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that that decision is a personal decision and it's made for a lot of different reasons. So in our WIC office, we are under the philosophy that we meet people where they're at, and we're very supportive of whatever decision a mother wants to make for her and her baby.
Yeah, I think that's the way we always had it too, because it's, you know, you can't make these blanket assumptions about people or what people should do. I mean, we're human beings. It doesn't work that way. So, mm-hmm, again, go ahead and give your call center number again,
mm-hmm,
Sarah.
Yeah, it's 828-250 5,000.
Okay. So if you're listening and you're a woman who's pregnant, or can somebody sign up even after they've had their baby if they're postpartum?
Absolutely. And that's a great point. Yes, a person who qualifies for the program can sign up at any time. Right. And I think it's also noteworthy to mention that even children up to the age of 5 can sign up if they've never been on WIC before. So okay. You can be 3 years old and sign up for the very first time on WIC.
Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Hour. We're talking with Sarah Bennett. She's the WIC and Nutrition Director for Buncombe County. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Hour. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. I'm talking today with Sarah Bennett, and Sarah is the WIC and Nutrition Director for Buncombe County. As I said at the very top of the show, that used to be my job, not here in Buncombe County, but down in South Carolina, I was a WIC and Nutrition Director. So it's amazing how much I remember after all these
years.
17 years. So before Sarah and I started having our little interview today, we were talking a little bit because I wanted to kind of find out how things had changed over 17 years with some of the packages. But first, I want to make sure folks listening understand the distinction between what WIC is and what SNAP is. Mm-hmm. So can you kind of tell everybody, like, in a couple of sentences what the difference is?
Yeah. So basically, WIC is the nutrition education program that comes with a food benefit. And the foods you receive on WIC are predetermined.
And it's specifically for women, infants, and children.
Correct.
And the women have to be pregnant or postpartum, and the infants have to be up to age 5, period.
Period.
That's
yep,
it.
That's it.
That's WIC.
That's
okay.
WIC. And SNAP is basically for anybody who qualifies based on their income.
Okay.
And the way that SNAP works is you get a predetermined amount of money each month, and you can spend that on a lot of different foods. Then, and kind of you get to choose the types of foods that you get, more or less.
So what I liked about WIC, Sarah, is that there were foods that were specifically identified and defined for WIC that were chosen because of their nutritional value for moms and pregnant and postpartum moms and infants and children. So we were talking about some of the things in the packet. So, and it sounds like many of them are still the same. So do you want to run through some of the things that they would get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty much everybody is going to get milk, yogurt, cheese, cereal, whole grains. You will receive a cash stipend for fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, a little bit of juice, even tofu and a soy-based beverage option is available, some canned beans, peanut butter, and eggs.
Great. So there's some things that people could really use to supplement their meals and make meals, like with things like you've got protein sources like the eggs, the milk. Is there cheese on that one too?
There is, yeah. So the way that it works, not to get too in the weeds with it, but you get a certain amount of milk each month on your food package.
Okay.
And you can opt in to give up a little bit of milk in exchange for some cheese and or yogurt.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know what was new to me from 17 years ago was the addition of soy-based beverages, mm-hmm. like soy milk.
Correct.
And the tofu, I don't think, was part of the packet back then.
It wasn't. Both of those were added on a few years back. And it's just to be able to try to provide more variety because sure. we understand that not everybody lives in the same container. And
sure.
having different options available to substitute one thing out for another is something that WIC is really trying to work towards, making the food package more available for a larger population of people.
So when I was a WIC and nutrition director, what I would do when I had appointments was to, you know, you talk to mom, and if there was a child involved, you talk to child, you would do weights, you do like a diet, like a food recall, dietary recall, you kind of try and get a sense of where they are with their eating habits. And then there would be like different nutrition education sessions that they were either had to or encouraged to attend. I can't remember which it was. Was it have to attend or encouraged to attend?
Well, nutrition education is one of the main components of the WIC program. So we're required to offer nutrition education at every point of contact during a certification period, which is typically a year. And so there are different nutrition education topics that we touch on at each appointment.
Yeah, we would have little classes, and they might be things like gosh, I don't even remember. It's been a long time. What are some of the classes you offer?
Yeah, so we don't do group classes per se, but some of the important messages that we try to get across are things like eating more fiber, decreasing fat intake, eat more fruits and vegetables, eat more whole grains, drink less juice and more water, make family meals matter, and just the importance of those types of behaviors that you can integrate into your daily life that become habits that can become lifelong benefit.
Yeah, because I think the hope of WIC is trying to set, provide a good foundation for these moms and these infants so that they do get a good start. You know, they aren't at a nutritional disadvantage when they're pregnant or with the young infants. There are some new things coming down the road for WIC. So we've been talking a little bit about this offline, but what's happening with WIC in Buncombe County anyway?
Yeah, so one of the real exciting things that's upcoming in 2018 is that we will be going live with the EBT benefits, which basically means that instead of paper vouchers with a printed food package each month, a client will receive a, kind of like a debit card that you can use in the grocery store and swipe it just like a card and be able to transact the WIC foods much easier and have a lot more flexibility about how many or how little foods you choose to get at one time.
That's great. Okay, yeah. So that should, you think that's really going to help make it easier for people?
I think it's going to help make it significantly easier for
people. That's great.
I really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really looking forward to that in Buncombe County. Other things that we do in Buncombe County to really try to create easier access to our program is we have four locations throughout our county. We have a location off Hendersonville Road. We have a location in West Asheville, a location embedded inside two healthcare providers, one at Mahek OBGYN and one at Minnie Jones Health Center downtown.
Great. Yeah. So give everybody the call center number again.
Yeah, it's 828-250-5000.
And remember, folks, if you're listening and you're in the area, go to Buncombe County.
BuncombeCounty.org.
And if you're outside of the area and you want to learn more about WIC and how to reach out to your different county, go to just put in WIC on your browser and look for Women, Infants, and Children. Thanks, Sarah, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Leah. I appreciate it.